ocean crews and stuff like that, sulfur and all. So he just moved around from place to place, you know.
Yeah.
That time, but then he bought a piece of property up there, Livonia, and that's where my daddy met, I guess. And it wasn't nothing when people traveled in. They used to travel though. I had an uncle who used to travel from here to, it wasn't nothing, to go to Donaldsonville and Thibodeau and all on the weekend. Just like they go today, they get on the horse or sulky and take it away down that muddy road and whatever they had, and going down all the way to Plaquemine to Donaldsonville. Yep. Well, like my dad had good horses all his life. He always had as good horses as he could find. Top dog horses. I mean, he had some good horses, fat horses. Had good cattle horses.
Yes.
Well, all I can tell you about, all I know about whatever went on down in this country, about the sugar mill and transportation.
Where did he keep his horses? Is there a place for it?
Well, he kept them. We had regular lots of stuff, you know, passes and stuff to keep them.
Yes,
the ones that was on the active list, you know, the ones that they were working at that time. But a lot of times he had some that wasn't, you know, they wasn't working right then, and they were raising colts or something like that. Well, he put them out in pasture, out in
fence. What kind of fence?
Oh, that was all barbed wire fence then. Mm.
Do you ever remember any wood fences here? What sort of wood?
Oh,
fence?
Yeah, we had picket fence. Yeah, we had a lot of picket fence. We had our picket. Mm-hmm.
When you laid barbed wire, you had to dig holes for each.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What did you use? Like,
what do you mean for digging holes, post hole diggers and stuff like that? A lot of them are laid along the fence, you know, around tree line, where you can nail your wire to a tree or saw on the other tree. In fact, they wanted trees along the fence row because they give them another shade, a little bit of shade, and they wanted to give them a good solid post every so often. So most of all your posts are cypress that they cut out the fence and timber.
Yes. Did you ever see wood fences here? Any types of wood fences? If you remember?
Picket fence, the only fence we ever had around here.
Yeah,
yeah.
Pew fence?
Huh?
Pew
no,
fence.
Yeah.
Kind of wood that was laid like that?
Mm-hmm. All of it was nailed up. We picket fence straight up now. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What now, about your daddy's house, was it kind of a, did it have those boards that lap, what do you call them boards that lap over each other? Those boards. You see
them
on the outside of the house?
Yeah, well, a lot of, you mean the trough over? That was all cinematic and stuff like that, but that was shiplap, they call it. But this house, it was all made with straight boards, nailed straight with a stripping, weather stripping on between each one. Yeah.
Shiplap?
Well, it wasn't nailed trough over, it was straight up and down. All the boards were there straight up and down with a stripping, a weather stripping between it. Now, let's see, it'd be about a half inch by 4 inch strip between each board. That was all 12, 14 inch boards straight up.
Yes.
And the inside was the same way, all solid boards. It was all planks. Yes. Mm-hmm.
You didn't have water in the house?
Mm-mm.
You didn't have a place where you turn water on?
Mm-mm, not in the old house. But then after we built over here, and we got running water, let's see, in 35. 33, 30, about 35 or 36.
Yes.
Then we had zinc. You know, I mean, by that time, everything was getting modernized, and we started getting up the line with zincs and inside commode and so forth.
Yeah. What did you call outdoor toilet? Commode?
Just outhouse, that's all.
Have a funny word for it or anything like that?
Nothing you don't have today. I mean, you call them the same thing today.
Yes.